If you look at the earliest published maps of the District of Columbia, that the design that was laid out by Pierre L'Enfant, you can see this partial pentagram. But it is just that, a partial pentagram. Rhode Island Avenue does not connect all the way through to Connecticut. I've always wondered to myself if we Masons are so all-fired powerful that we can have this satanic device put in the streets, how come we weren't smart enough or powerful enough to have it completed? But as I understand the use of the pentagram, it's the fact that it is a complete symbol that gives it its power and force. I've never heard of anything being associated with an uncompleted pentagram.
Dr. Morris's assertion might seem complete, except for the fact that the unfinished or broken pentagram is a well-known symbol in the occult. Manly P. Hall writes of the uses of the pentagram in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. He says, the pentagram is used extensively in black magic. The star may be broken at one point by not permitting the converging lines to touch. It may be... Of course, Hall wrote these things in the early part of the 20th century. But is there a record of a partial pentagram found during the Revolutionary era? The answer is yes. In fact, it is a record that shows up during the same time that the street design for Washington, D.C. was being laid out by Pierre L'Enfant, and is mentioned in the play Faust by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Goethe published the first edition of Faust in 1790, in which he mentions a partial pentagram in the dialogue between Faust and Mephistopheles, the devil whom he has conjured. Mephistopheles says, "Let me go up, I cannot go away, a little hindrance bids me stay." To which Faust replies, "The pentagram? That's in your way? You son of hell, explain to me, if that stays you, how came you in today?" To which Mephistopheles says, "Observe it closely, it is not well made. One angle on the outer side of it is just a little open, as you see." While Goethe published his first edition of Faust in 1790, it was between 1791 and 1792 that Pierre L'Enfant drew up the initial street design for Washington, D.C.